الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Discussing the life of Uthman radiallahu anhu is so amazing. There's so much to learn. It just continues and continues. A person can delve into the lives of these Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and it takes a lifetime, and still we're not even reaching the edge of the iceberg. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and give us the sweetness of Iman. Uthman radiallahu anhu's facial features, some of his facial features. صفته الخلقية كان رجلا ليس بالقصير ولا بالطويل. He was neither short nor tall, meaning he was moderate in height. رقيق البشرة. His skin was fine and his beard كث اللحية عظيمها. He had a large thick beard. عظيم الكراديس. He had large joints. عظيم ما بين المنكبين. His shoulders were broad. كثير شعر الرأس. He had a lot of hair, to such an extent that his hair was beyond his earlobes and it almost reached his shoulders and reached his shoulders on occasions. يصفر لحيته. Uthman radiallahu anhu would dye his beard with saffron. Zuhri rahimahullah explains, Uthman radiallahu anhu was of moderate height, moderate size. يعني كان عثمان رضي الله عنه رجلا مربوعا حسن الشعر. His hair was good. His hair was beautiful. حسن الوجه. His features were sublime, were beautiful. حسن الوجه. أصلع أروح الرجلين. Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه had a certain in beauty. أصلع. His hairline was a little back. He had a back hairline. أروح الرجلين. And his legs were bow-legged. He was aqna. Aqna means a moderately large nose, and it has a slight curve in the middle of it, and also with a fine tip. His shins were thick, khadal al-saqin, and he had long forearms. Sometimes it would be covered by his sleeves. His hair had a wave, a curl to it. His hair, and he had a fine set of teeth. His hair would reach below his ears. His face was beautiful. And it seems that he was fair-skinned, with a slight kind of brownish color, fair in color, was Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Zahabi rahimahullah reports in his seer different descriptions. Among those, he mentions his broad shoulders, and he's dyeing his hair with saffron, and also his beard, meaning وَكَانَ قَدْ شَدَّ أَسْنَانَهُ بِالذَّهَبِ. He had a gold tooth as well. Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. حسن بصري رحمه الله said, I saw Uthman رضي الله عنه وَبِوَجْهِهِ نَكَتَاتُ جُدَرِيٍ. Some kind of freckles on his face. وَإِذَا شَعْرُهُ قَدْ كَسَى ذِرَاعِي. And he had long, beautiful hair. سائب رحمه الله. Sa'ib rahimahullah, or it was Muhammad bin Sa'ib, different reports say that I saw Uthman radiallahu anhu place saffron on his dari. فَمَرَأِتُ شَيْخًا أَجْمَلَ مِنْ. I never ever saw an elderly man more beautiful than Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So really he was a man of amazing beauty. Allah give us tawfiq really to fulfill some portion of this great sahabi's life. Really we sure we can never fulfill the haqq. To take few qualities and attributes of his Mubarak life, so we can aspire to emulate him in some way or the other. And Allah Ta'ala forgive us through this great Sahabi Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Historians report and state clearly that Uthman radiallahu anhu's Islam was the greatest gift of Allah upon the Muslims. And it was such a support for Muslims. Whenever Muslims faced a setback, Uthman radiallahu anhu was the first to give support and condolences. Whenever a challenge had befallen the Muslims, Uthman radiallahu anhu was in the front line of those to alleviate those challenges. Whenever it was, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, let's take one, supporting Muslims, helping in the times of need, and from there we will learn and gauge his generosity radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara. There wasn't sweet water.
Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this tashkil among Sahaba radiallahu anhu.
Well of Rumah was available, but it was very, very exorbitant. The prices were very, very expensive. A bucket of water was very expensive. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu got ready. لما قدم المهاجرون المدينة استنكروا الماء وكانت لرجل من بني غفار عين. This was Rumah, and the water was not palatable for the Muhajirin. And Allah's Uthman radiallahu anhu went and purchased this. He purchased it for 35,000 dirham, an exorbitant price. But he gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave it to the Muslims as a khidmah. That's why Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Uthman radiallahu anhu purchased from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Jannah marratain, on two occasions. On this occasion of Bi'r Rumah and the occasion of Jayshul Usra. What is the occasion of Jayshul Usra? Usra means difficulty. Quran refers to this. This was the last Ghazwa expedition that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in. He was encouraging Sahaba radiallahu anhum to contribute. And there was a great need. There were so many people ready. There were so many who couldn't afford coming out. There was a lot of difficulty. There was the journey was very, very long. And so many Sahaba radiallahu anhum wanted to participate, but they couldn't afford the finance. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not permit them. So he sends them home. Quran refers to them. تَوَلَّوْا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They turned, going away home, with tears drenched in their eyes. Anyway, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got onto the minbar. He encouraged Sahaba radiallahu anhum, encouraging them to spend in Allah's way. Who is ready to spend for Allah? Uthman radiallahu anhu gets up. He says, O Nabi of Allah, 100 camels, bi ahlasiha wa aqtabiha, ya Rasulullah. Not just 100 camels, with the saddle blanket, with everything that goes with the camel, with the saddle, with the blanket, with the goods, I'm giving this camel in Allah Ta'ala's path. 100 camels he gave for Allah Ta'ala's sake. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gets one step off the minbar, one step lower, and he still encourages, who will give for Allah's sake? Uthman radiallahu anhu gets up again. He says, O my Nabi, 100 camels with all its components for the sake of Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face brightened. He got one step lower onto the minbar. He kept on encouraging Uthman bin Affan. Who, respected listeners? Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu gets up and he says, the 300 camel, 100 camel for Allah's sake, in the path of Allah, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy. My respected listeners, what is the value of this? 300 camels with all its components, with everything that goes with it, an entire kit for one to go in Allah Ta'ala's way, to strive in Allah Ta'ala's path. What is the value of this? Try and purchase one camel. Go to Hijaz. What a valuable commodity is the camel. If we equate it at approximately, a valuable camel is approximately 27,000 to 30,000 rands. 30,000 rand, one camel. Try and purchase a camel. Buy 100. So times 100, that is 3 million. 3 million rands for 100 camels. On one occasion, in one majlis, on one tashkeel, one encouragement of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the requisite of deen, on the demand of deen, Uthman radiallahu anhu is ready and happily donates approximately, just for our understanding, Allah forgive us, 9 million rands, my respected listeners. This was Uthman bin Affan, radiallahu anhu. Then he rushes home, and then he takes whatever he could, he gathers, he brings 1,000 dinar. What is a dinar? Dirham is a silver coin. Dinar is a gold coin. Uthman radiallahu anhu sends 1,000 dinar to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the joy on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah's Nabi said, مَا ضَرَّ Uthman مَا فَعَلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. Whatever Uthman does, it will never ever harm him. Jannat is wajib for him. When he presented that gold to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be utilized for Allah's sake, in the path of Allah, for striving for Allah's way, this was the Sahaba going to the Roman region in Sham, to the Levant region, that time going far away in Allah Ta'ala's path. What a lengthy journey it was, traveling through the desert, those difficulties. Allah's Nabi was so happy. He was wringing those coins in his lap. And he said, غفر الله لك يا عثمان. Allah forgive you. Allah bless you, O Uthman. ما أسررت وما أعلنت وما كان منك وما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة. Allah forgive you everything. Whatever you might have done in secrecy, whatever you might have perpetrated in your open, whatever could happen, whatever happened, whatever would happen till Qiyamah, Allah forgive you, O Uthman. Till Qiyamah, Allah forgive you. This was Uthman bin Affan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
Right, in Al-Isti'ab, the same report of, Al-Usra, in Al-Isti'ab of Hafid ibn Abdul Barr, rahmatullahi, in his book called Al-Isti'ab, he reports it thus, that Uthman radiallahu anhu presented on this day of Usra 950 camels, and he completed that with 50 horses in Allah Ta'ala's way. So Allah knows the accumulation of the reports. Wallahu alam, maybe it meant that from the gold that he presented, from their horses were also purchased, and equipment was purchased and it reached this number. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Horses and camels were purchased. And Hafid ibn Abdul Barr also reports the incident of the well of Rumah. He says it belonged to a Jew. So Allah knows if it was exactly the same well or it was another well Uthman radiallahu anhu is purchasing. But this well was owned by a Jew according to this report. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba, who can purchase this for the Ummah to make it available to everyone? Not by him owning it, but everyone being part and parcel to utilize and benefit from this well. So Uthman radiallahu anhu comes to the Jew and he bargains for this well. He refuses to sell it. He says, I'm making so much. For every bucket I'm getting so much. He agreed to sell half the well for 12,000 dirham. Uthman radiallahu anhu purchased half. And now they were deciding on how to split the well to make a mark, meaning from year to year belongs to Uthman radiallahu anhu and the other half belongs to the Jew, or which other feasible way. They agreed that one day for Uthman radiallahu anhu, one day for the Jew. And on Uthman radiallahu anhu's day, the well was available for everyone in the community. Anyone wanted water, all and sundry. So everyone, instead of utilizing so much of money, the next day, on Uthman radiallahu anhu's day, they would come and take for both the days. When this Jew saw this, he said, you destroyed my investment, now purchase the other half. And then he purchased the other half for a price of 8,000 dirham. This was Uthman radiallahu anhu, his intelligence and his khidmah and his service to humanity.
Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time, Masjid al-Nabawi was becoming small. Because as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah, the first concern and the first effort Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started was Masjid al-Quba. Then he purchased the plot in which Masjid al-Nabawi was built. That plot was purchased by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were so many people embracing Islam. Islam was spreading far and wide. And there was a need for a bigger masjid. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who would purchase the plot next to the masjid. And Allah will give, for Allah's sake, فَيَزِيدُهَا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ, so it can be added to the masjid. And Allah will give him much better in Jannat. Uthman radiallahu anhu, from his own income, he purchased that plot بِخَمْسَةٍ وَعِشْرِينَ أَلْفَ dirham. Two reports. He paid 20,000 dirham or 25,000 dirham. And like that he made it easy for the Muslims. So wherever there was a need, Uthman radiallahu anhu was ready. He was available to help the Ummah. Historians say that what a blessing was Uthman radiallahu anhu's Islam for the Ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu anhu's reign, there was a severe drought. And this drought was so severe, the livestock, the vegetation, the crop was all exterminated. To such an extent that the year was referred to as Amur Ramada, the year of ash, because everything became so grey and dry, it looked like ash. And it was so severe that people were dying daily. Complaints would come to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu, that there's no rain, there's no vegetation, there's no crop, people are dying. Umar radiallahu anhu would look at them with a face squeezed with grief and worry and concern for the people, bearing patiently. And not long after that, there was news coming into Medina that a caravan belonging to Uthman radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu's goods are arriving now in Medina Munawwara. They're arriving now, it's on the way. Before morning, it will be arriving in Medina Munawwara. As soon as Fajr Salah was complete, huge, big business people, come and they come to meet Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
goods belonging to Uthman radiallahu anhu that was imported into Medina Munawwara consisted of 1,000 camels filled with food, with grain, with oil, with raisins, with all kinds of necessities. And now the traders flock at the door of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they say to him, address him, O Uthman radiallahu anhu, O Abu Amr, sell to us whatever has come. We will purchase it from you happily. So he says to them, what offer do you make? What would you offer me? They say, we'll give you double. What you paid, we'll give you double of that. نُعْطِيكَ بِالدِّرْهَمِ دِرْهَمَيْنِ If you paid 1 dirham, we give you 2 dirham. Meaning, we will give you a complete profit, 100% profit. What you paid, we'll pay you double. He says, I received other offers more than this. So they said, okay, we'll give you, more than that. We'll give you, they increased it. We'll give you more than double. We'll give you triple and so forth. Uthman radiallahu anhu keeps on saying that I received a better offer. So then they're saying that the senior traders of Medina and this region are all here by you. How could anybody else have offered you more than what we prepared to give you? He says, I received an offer of 10 dirham. Of 10 dirham for 1 dirham. Meaning 1,000% profit at minimum. 1,000% profit. Can you beat that offer? They say, that's not possible. He said, I give it for Allah's sake. This is in Allah's way. Allah will give me much more than that. It just starts at 1,000% and Allah Ta'ala continues increasing and increasing and increasing. And all that was distributed as a service to the Ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uthman radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa of the Muslim world. What a time it was. 12 years of rule. After Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu was chosen to be the Khalif. And his rule was a rule of justice and integrity. Islam reached far and wide. Countries, Khurasan, Kirman, Sijistan, Cyprus, Qubrus. Islam reached Africa to a great extent. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, there wasn't so much of abundance and prosperity and happiness like in the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu. People had peace. Every day the announcement would be made, come to the Baytul Mal and receive. And every day people would be receiving abundance of wealth, abundance of blessings, abundance of barakat, abundance of gifts from the Baytul Mal under the reign of Uthman radiallahu anhu. And Uthman radiallahu anhu also would use his own resources to help the Ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To understand Uthman radiallahu anhu's status in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very important. And the incident, as we explained, he participated in every expedition. But the incident in which his status stands out glaringly was that of Hudaybiyah, wherein Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was marching with Sahaba radiallahu anhum to Makkah Mukarramah. It was the 6th year after Hijrah, to perform the Umrah. And the Quraysh never in history barred anyone from entry into Makkah Mukarramah. Even tribes that were at war with Quraysh were allowed entry during the sacred months and the sacred seasons. This was the first time ever they refused Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's entry. They even send mobs to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that the Muslims captured them and released them, proving to them that we have not come to fight. We have come with peace. We want to perform pilgrimage. We want to make our Umrah. And they were yearning for this. Now they barred the Muslims' entry. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to send a Sahabi into Makkah Mukarramah to dialogue with them, to talk to them. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Umar radiallahu anhu. O Umar, you should go. Umar radiallahu anhu, who was very, very brave, who was very, very strong, who didn't fear anything the like of this. He was ready, but he gave his opinion. That, O Nabi of Allah, my temperament is that of sternness and strictness and harshness. And this work that you're sending one to go in, to negotiate, to be kind, is a person of respect and status and position is needed, and one of softness and kindness. So I can go in, but I don't even have people who would support me, like the Banu Adi are not inside to support me and be there for me to get this job done. What is your opinion? Umar radiallahu anhu's view was it. The right man for this task was Uthman radiallahu anhu. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Uthman radiallahu anhu fit. Uthman radiallahu anhu came from such a family, as we explained. His family was from the Banu Umayyah. Now Banu Umayyah were the seniors in Makkah Mukarramah. Who was the senior of Banu Umayyah? Was Uthman, was obviously Uthman radiallahu anhu. Another senior in Makkah of the Banu Umayyah, at that time, of the Quraysh itself, at that time was Abu Sufyan, who later became a great Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the leader, who was returning from Syria with the caravan, and Badr took place, Abu Sufyan, who led them in Uhud, Abu Sufyan, who led them in Khandaq, Abu Sufyan, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he was the senior, he was Banu Umayyah. Uthman radiallahu anhu comes from the Banu Umayyah, he's at the top of Banu Umayyah. And we explained that his mother comes from such a senior family, the Banu Hashim family. His grandmother, his mother's mother is Abdul Muttalib's daughter. And Uthman radiallahu anhu was a prominent trader. He was a man of high status and position. Uthman radiallahu anhu was sent forth. Let's learn a great lesson here from Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar is ready to go. But Umar radiallahu anhu sees another man fit to take this position, to take this task. We learn from here that sometimes we like to do things, but there's someone else more appropriate for the job. Give that job to the next person. Designate. Make it available for the next person to partake. Make it available for the next person to participate. Put the right person. Sometimes it might be a different person has a different nationality, and him presenting that message might have a greater impact. So we don't have to put ourselves forward. We can make the path, open the way, pave the way, and put the right man into that task, into that situation, into that position, and it will have a greater impact in the services of deen. Let's learn this lesson from Umar radiallahu anhu. We should not mise with posts. Leadership. This is a leadership quality that we see in Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu goes in. Read this in Hayat al-Sahaba. Really amazing. Uthman radiallahu anhu goes in. And the riffraffs come and they start mocking at him. Aban bin Sa'id bin As comes. He's a senior person from the people of Makkah, from the Quraysh. He gets his conveyance ready, his horse ready, he saddles it. He bids Uthman radiallahu anhu to enter. He says, I have come with this task. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me with a mission. Aban bin Sa'id bids Uthman radiallahu anhu to get onto his own horse, because he's a senior. Aban sits behind him, and Uthman radiallahu anhu now goes to meet the leaders of the mushrikeen in Makkah. Obviously that takes time to make appointments with these leaders. And then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him to meet the oppressed, weak, poor Muslims, to give them glad tidings that Allah's help is coming soon. Soon a time will come where you would be able to worship Allah Ta'ala openly, happily, with ease, without being deprived, without being harmed, without being oppressed. And in this interim, it took a lot of time, because by the time they were giving their answer, Uthman radiallahu anhu was explaining to them. And in this, clearly Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, O Uthman, give them da'wat. O Uthman, invite them to Islam. He's going into Makkah to speak to them and explain to them the reason of our coming is to perform Umrah. In that, clearly Allah's Nabi says, give them da'wat, call them to Islam. We learn from there that da'wat has to be given on every occasion, in every situation, every opportunity. Uthman radiallahu anhu gives them da'wat. And then, he explained to them, why have we come? We have not come to fight. We have come peace at peace. Anyway, it took some time and there was a delay. And in this, they also offered Uthman radiallahu anhu, the Kaaba is available to you. You're such a senior personality, we cannot stop you. And outside Makkah, some Muslims thought that Uthman radiallahu anhu now has the Kaaba to himself. Allah's Nabi said, Uthman would never perform tawaf without me. And when they offered this to Uthman, he is inside, he doesn't know what Allah's Nabi said. When they offered him the Kaaba, he says, never will I perform tawaf without my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Now news, there was a delay in the news reaching the Muslims outside. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rumors came out that Uthman radiallahu anhu has been assassinated. Allah's Nabi gathered Sahaba under the tree outside Makkah Mukarrama at Hudaybiyah. And bay'ah took place that we will sacrifice and we will give our life for Allah's deen. And all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were ready for this. There was one munafiq in that, Jad bin Qais. But everyone was ready. Only the munafiq didn't take bay'ah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his right hand and then said, Hadihi li Uthman. This right hand of mine is on behalf of Uthman. And he struck it onto his left. This was Uthman radiallahu anhu. Ulama explained that this is one of the greatest virtues of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utilized his own Mubarak limb on behalf of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And sadly, when the riffraffs started laying allegations against Uthman radiallahu anhu, one of the things they said was that he didn't participate in Badr. Sadly, how could they say such a thing when Uthman radiallahu anhu was instructed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay behind? Another ludicrous statement of this. Completely unacceptable. That doesn't make sense at all, which shows that the intention was completely insincere when they said Uthman radiallahu anhu was not there in the bay'ah of Ridwan. How could they make such a statement? This is a hypocritical statement. Completely, through and through, when Uthman radiallahu anhu was the cause of bay'at Ridwan. And furthermore, Allah's Nabi took the bay'ah on his own hand, on behalf of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And amongst many other incidents, shows the status and the position Uthman radiallahu anhu held before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated many, many ahadith. Inshallah, in the coming times, we will discuss some incidents in his khilafah. Uthman radiallahu anhu narrated many, many beautiful ahadith. And we find that many of the ahadith Uthman radiallahu anhu narrate pertain to wudu and salah. The importance of wudu, the importance of salah, the importance of tahara. It's something really that we need to learn from. How he would gather the people in an open area, the balaq, and he would teach the sunnat wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did this on many, many occasions. The hadith that we always quote, my respected listeners, that he who performs his, I think everyone, mashallah, you know, knows this beautiful hadith. Allah give us tawfiq to practice it. He who performs his Isha Salah with Jama'ah gets the reward as though he performed half the night ibadat. And he who performs his Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, he follows it up with Fajr Salah. It's as though he performed his entire night in ibadat. This hadith, mind you, the reporter, the narrator of this hadith is Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So there's many, many beautiful hadith Uthman radiallahu anhu narrates. One amazing hadith Uthman radiallahu anhu narrates is the hadith regarding trade. What a trader he was. He just purchased one property from an individual. And this person, actually, now Uthman radiallahu anhu was giving him the money because the deal was done. He just went to deliver the amount that was due to this person because he purchased the property. Now this man now started changing his mind. And he says, you know, every person I spoke to actually says, I am losing out in this deal. And they all are telling me that innaka ghabantani, that you're losing out. And they're rebuking me in this regard. So Uthman radiallahu anhu says, that okay, fakhtar bayna ardika wa malik, I give you the choice. Even though this man had done the deal already, but this was the mercy of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and this was his integrity in trade. He said, I give you the choice whether you want to take your land back. I don't mind that at all. And then he also taught the hadith to those around him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will give that individual jannat who is kind and understanding, mushtariyan wa ba'i'an wa qadiyan wa muqtadiyan. When he's buying, when he's selling, when he's receiving his dues, when he's receiving his dues, when he's purchasing, when he's buying, he is easygoing. He is kind when it comes to his rights. He is understanding when it comes to his rights, and he is easygoing. Allah will give that trader and that businessman Jannah. This is the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed to the ummah, practically. And theoretically by Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. So there's so many beautiful reports like this. There's one amazing hadith from our incident about Uthman radiallahu anhu, just to show his jovial side. Al-Qama reports this. Al-Qama is the student of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So Al-Qama says that one day Uthman radiallahu anhu, who was also very, very elderly and advanced in age, and it comes to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. And both of them are among the early Muslims, and they're all both very old at this time. So Uthman radiallahu anhu says to his friend, his sati, his dost, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that, oh Abdullah bin Mas'ud, you've become so old, ma baqiya lin nisa'i mink, there's nothing left for women in you, meaning there's no share that women have in you. And then humorously he said this to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, encouraging him that, you know, you're old and so forth, but you should make nikah, because and so forth. So in that, afterwards Uthman radiallahu anhu, so this is just showing his jovial side. Ibn Mas'ud, then after that Uthman radiallahu anhu left, And he said to Alqama, he narrated this hadith to Alqama, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi said, he who has the strength, meaning physically and monetarily, فَلِتَزَوَّجْ, he should get married, because that will assist him. أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ, assist him to preserve his gaze and preserve and protect his private part. So there's so many beautiful ahadith of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu in regards to his beautiful life, the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I explained, most of the ahadith he narrates are in regards to wudu and salah. One amazing hadith he narrates regarding wudu. Thumran bin Aban says that we were by Uthman radiallahu anhu and he asked for water and he made wudu. He made the beautiful sunnah wudu. When he completed his wudu, he smiled. And then he asked us, do you know why I smile? We said, we don't know. So he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed wudu, and then he smiled. And then he said, do you know why I smile? We said, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the servant of Allah, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا تَوَضَّعَ فَأَتَمَّ وُضُوءَهُ ثُمَّ دَخَلَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ فَأَتَمَّ صَلَاتَهُ خَرَجَ مِن صَلَاتِهِ كَمَا خَرَجَ مِن بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ. When the banda of Allah, when the servant of Allah performs his wudu correctly, according to the sunnah method, properly, and other ahadith indicate and show how Uthman radiallahu anhu used to teach the wudu according to the sunnah. He used to practically teach. He used to gather the people in an open area on many occasions and he would teach wudu. Read these ahadith in the Musnad Ahmad. It's quite amazing. In the volume 1, it's really so beautiful. From page 450 onward, all the ahadith narrated by Uthman radiallahu anhu. So this hadith he is narrating to the ummah, when the servant of Allah performs his wudu correctly according to the sunnah, and then he performs salah, and he performs a beautiful salah. He tries his best to perfect his salah. He comes out of that salah just like a child comes out of the womb of his mother, sinless. This is in Musnad Ahmad, volume 1, page 486. So all these ahadith are so beautiful. Like this Uthman radiallahu anhu's beautiful, amazing teachings. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate the beautiful teachings of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Let's read three quotes for this great Sahabi radiallahu anhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatihi.